time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Can you talk about why people do not get over colds? I've noticed that it stays longer, weeks and months, with cough and phlegm. Could it be because of contrails?
Well, it can, you know, contrails, that's, you know, one esoteric reason. Mm-hmm. But certainly, when you look at overall the environment that everybody's experiencing, over the last 50 years, the environment has only gotten worse. And the food has become more toxic. There's more chemicals in food. There's more pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides. There's more food colorings and food flavorings in all our food. There's more just toxic stuff in our environment. All of the, you go to the average household and go under the sink in the kitchen and look at all of those chemicals that are under there. Or you go into the bathroom and you look at all the chemicals that are in the bathroom and you see everything that we're being exposed to. Homes are being built with more and more artificial substances. The carpets, as an example, that are outgassing, or even the glues that are used and the fiber boards and the paints that are being used, all of those chemicals outgas. And so we're being exposed. Now, when you go back and you see your immune system when we were young, we could fight those things and get over it very quickly. But as we get older and older, especially if when you're eating the way that, is not as healthy as what I talk about, you'll find that that's when the colds and flus come on. So, and that's one of the things that I teach. When you don't feel well, or when you're not healing as well, the first thing that you want to look at and talk and do a self-analysis is, what am I eating? What am I putting in my mouth? What am I being exposed to? And a lot of people don't even realize the soaps that you wash your clothes with, and that you clean your house with, and that those fumes are constantly, could be making you more susceptible. And then if you're not taking the supplements, you'll find that a lot of chemicals build up in your body. You have certain chemicals in your body that help to detoxify the body, like glutathione or superoxide dismutase, and those can get depleted in the body. If you're not taking in enough vitamin C, vitamin E, or almost the B complex for your nervous system. And you'll find that your body over a period of time starts to succumb to all of these chemicals. And in traditional medicine, you're going to see, well, people are getting sicker and sicker. This generation and the last one are the first two generations where life expectancy is less than what it was for the rest of society. Over the years, each successive generation has gotten healthier and lived longer. Now we're living longer because of medical intervention, not because people are healthy. It's because medicine has become where we can keep someone alive, even if they're brain dead, we can keep them alive for years. And again, not necessarily a good thing. This is what I think is going on. I think that just we're being so exposed, and especially the chemicals, because all those chemicals act as estrogen in our bodies, and so they're hormone disruptors. And because of that, we're seeing more and more cancer and more autoimmune diseases. So when you have those kinds of things, and you get a cold or a flu, and then the other thing that we can put on top of that is all of the vaccines. Now, the one group of vaccines that I disagree with the most is the influenza vaccines, because those vaccines still have a lot of Thermocell in them, which is a mercury-based compound, and there's no amount of mercury that is healthy or appropriate to inject inside the body, right directly into the bloodstream. And these vaccines, and even the vaccines like chickenpox and mumps and measles, you know, nobody dies from those vaccines. You hear the government going crazy and screaming and yelling, and oh my God, we've got to make sure everybody's vaccinated. 45 people in the entire United States have gotten measles or sick from the mumps or something like that. And or it might be 25, 30 in 10 different states. Well, I mean, you have 300 million plus people in the United States. And the only people that succumb to these childhood diseases are when you go to places that are very poor in Africa and Biafra and, you know, Asia, different places where there's no clean water, there's no good sewage, and you have sewage running down the streets and people being exposed to those things. Then you have the mumps and measles and chicken pox and those kinds of things that can really be much more dangerous. But when you're talking someplace that has hygiene and clean running water and water where you can shower and clean yourself and soap and actually take care of the natural hygiene that is required, you'll find that animals don't poop where they sleep. They just, they're very careful animals, what they do, even all forms of animals. So, except for humans, it seems like we just do things that are the antithesis of natural health. You know, we do things that are like on purpose testing our immune systems. And so this is what's going on. And the more, that's why I suggest more and more possible when you're making food choices to do organic food. Organic food is, again, the way to go when it comes to eating as at least as healthy as you can. And most people have access to healthier foods now. Most places have a Whole Foods or Sprouts or different health food supermarkets now. But nowadays, even places like Albertsons and Food Kings and other kinds of supermarkets and Kroger and all of these, even Walmart and Kmart, they have the big superstores with the supermarkets inside them. They're all having more and more organic. I know if you shop at Costco, as an example, their frozen food department is just full of organic frozen foods. You can get grass-fed beef, hormone-free chickens and turkey. You can get the wild fish now. So more and more stores are catering to the health conscious, but at the same time, you're finding general society that's really not exposed to the health information, usually until something's wrong. Then all of a sudden they start researching because mom or grandma or their child or somebody is sick and they want to get them better. But it's a lot easier to practice prevention than it is to you know, try and get rid of something. So when it comes to chronic mucus and sinus congestion and drainage, one of the things that you want to look at is what foods you're eating. When you go back to the turn of the century at 1900, there was Arnold Ehrhardt, and he wrote what was called the mucusless diet. And for those of you that are really mucusy and allergies, you might want to look that book up. It's called The Mucusless Diet by Arnold Ehrhardt. And he talked about it. So you can think of it. What happens when you drink a glass of milk? What do you get in the back of your throat? This big ball of phlegm, and you go, ah! And you know, you just get this phlegm in the back of your throat when you eat a big bunch of cheese. But the same thing happens when you take white bread. I know that when we were kids, you used to take a thing of white bread, take the crust off of it, and take this little, you know, the slice of bread, and you'd put it into a little teeny ball, and you'd squeeze it up, and this little flour would become this little starchy ball, and we played with it. But it's nothing but pure starch, and it ends up being pure mucus in the body. So it's one of the things that you can do. So the more mucus you have coming out, sinuses, coughing, that kind of thing, check out, first thing is look at what you're eating. If you're having a chronic bronchitis, some of the things that you can do, which are the easiest ways to begin to clean out your body, is just eat fruits and vegetables for 2, 3, or 4 days. And that's going to really make a big difference, especially when they're organic. Another thing that you can do is increase the raw food content. You know, you can read about Herbert Shelton and T.C. Frye and the natural hygienic movement, and they talked a lot about raw food and juicers. Traditional juicers, Norman Walker and his books on juice therapy and using juice. And let me tell you, the Walker juicer, of course, is very expensive. But any good juicer, that's another way to start helping to clean yourself out. Carrot juice or carrot beet and carrot beet ginger with an apple. All of those are, one, it's getting high-grade nutrients at a concentrated level, and it also helps to detoxify the body. So you can do things very simply by adding more fruits and vegetables, by increasing the amount of raw food. And, of course, when I mean raw, I'm talking fruits and vegetables. And when you're finding yourself sick too often, you might increase to a 70% raw food diet, and you'll find that you begin to clear up that mucus and those allergies very quickly. And again, when you don't feel well, think first, what did I eat, not what's wrong. The average person is going to go, what's wrong, what's wrong? And instead, I want you to think, what did I eat? What did I eat? So, anyway, I think that answered the question. That's what's happening. And so the only way is to stop what I call stepping on the landmines. You know, when you're eating a lot of garbage full of chemicals, it's the same thing as stepping on the landmines. So eat as much as you can that's natural, organic, and you'll find that it really translates into being much healthier, especially when you do it, your kids will do it. Now, one of the things you can do with your kids when they're 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 years old, if you want them to eat more vegetables, have them help you in the kitchen. You know, have them, they want to help, they want to participate. And so you can make your own salad dressings. And the way to do that is have the kids help you. Here, hand me those tomatoes. Let's put the tomatoes, cut that up, and make a salad dressing with that. So, you know, you put the apple cider vinegar and a little flax oil, olive oil, a tomato, some onions, some chives, some garlic, maybe a handful of red raspberries. You put it in a blender, and you have a wonderful raspberry vinaigrette dressing. And it's things like that will get the kids involved, and especially, you know, when you have them help, the kids help set the table, cut the vegetables, you know, watching so they don't hurt themselves. But the more they feel involved, then the more they will actually eat those foods. Another thing is maybe check out sprouter trays. And start to grow sprouts, because those are the healthiest foods in the world that you can possibly eat. They're the most live. Alfalfa sprouts, broccoli sprouts, radish sprouts, bean sprouts. Any bean can be sprouted. And it takes anywhere from 3 to 7 days, depending upon how long you want the sprout. And but it increases the vitamin content, must be 40, 50 times. So check that out. Anyway, I hope that answers your question. I see we need to take our break. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And while you were doing that, I was looking at one of the comments on our Facebook page, Firstly, Lastly, and she brought up some points that I didn't talk about that are really apropos to what I've been talking about, of how to avoid getting sick, how to get better faster when you are sick. And she talked about some of the things that I didn't mention, which is using like as an IV of vitamin C, or using the oxygen therapy, or sitting in a far infrared sauna. All of these are external things that can be used and that really can help detoxify the body quickly. I know that sitting in a far infrared sauna, you can get those little tent saunas now for under $200 on eBay or Amazon, and you can see those, they're online, and your head sticks out of the little hole, and then you have some zippers for your hands, and you sit in that for about a half an hour and sweat. They've done studies and measured the sweat that comes out of there, and it's heavy metals and toxic material. Also, getting rid of your sugar and gluten and milk products. So no question about it, helping getting some rest and sweating out that all those toxins. And you'll notice that you get better really quickly, that they don't linger. So that was a comment that Firstly Lastly made. So thank you very much for that. And I saw that and I wanted to make sure that I mentioned it. And so anyway, there was another article. This one was really pretty cool. This was a new article that came out, and it was how to get rid of stress in 5 minutes. And oh my gosh, it was really a really great technique. And I'm trying to think of where was the study. It came out in the journal Hardy and Soul, Heart and Soul, and it came from remedies.news. And anyway, the article talked about hand reflexology, and whether you've had a tough day at work, or you got into a fight with a close friend, or you're having some money issues, everyone feels stressed sometimes. And stress and strong emotions like fear, anger, or sadness are perfectly normal, but you don't want it to interfere with your daily activities. And you want it to go away in a couple of hours, not just to linger around. Well, sometimes stress can give you that extra push to develop new skills and broaden your horizons, but sometimes stress can linger over long periods of time and can cause be actually harmful to your health and well-being. So, there's all kinds of stress-relieving anti-anxiety medications, even vitamins and minerals and supplements. And of course, exercise is one of the best that you can do. A lot of the drugs are very addictive and come with a host of side effects. But one of the easiest things that you can do, they found that a 5-minute hand reflexology massage to relieve daily tension and stress. And reflexology is an ancient Japanese technique that boosts physical and mental health in a unique way. Most people who seek help of a reflexologist are looking for a natural way to treat common conditions, such as musculoskeletal pain, insomnia. Anyway, they found that a good strong hand massage, that it balances the energy in your body, and it actually helps to reduce the stress. So easy hand reflexology techniques can be performed on yourself or any time. Have you ever noticed that it's just like offering your hand to someone, or giving your hand to someone, that it's very relaxing and helpful? So you can notice that just sometimes someone taking your hand and massaging your hand, and it's really, they even talk about each finger's connected to a particular attitude or feeling. And we know in Ayurvedic medicine, and that when you look at the earth, water, fire, air, and ether, each finger represents a different center in the body. The pinky is the earth energy. The ring finger is the water energy. The middle finger is the fire energy. And the pointer is the air energy. And the thumb is the ethers. So you can affect the different energy centers in the body by massaging those fingers, and also by massaging the palms of your hand and the muscle parts of your fingers and thumbs. So, you know, it's something that's quite easy to do. It's finding somebody to do a hand reflexology technique, or you can actually do it yourself. And just, you know, one hand massages the other hand, and then switch after a while. You can massage individually the fingers. You can squeeze the fingers, apply pressure for 1 to 2, you know, for 30 seconds to a minute. Then you can do it just to the point where you're feeling pain. You don't want to hurt yourself. But you can oftentimes, when you're penetrating into the muscles of the hand, just remember there is a, in body work, there's a rule, a law, actually. And it says, the deeper you want to go, the slower you want to move. So when you want to penetrate deeply into the tissue, you have to move very slowly. And so when you find a spot in your hand, and if it hurts, then just hold that spot and let the body relax into it. And you'll notice that you get stress relief. And you can repeat that technique to all of the fingers. And it's just a way that while you're sitting there getting your hand massage, you can close your eyes and breathe. And, you know, it's just a great way of stress reduction. And I'm going to say take advantage of it. It's an easy thing to do, and you can just really use things like that that are just so simple, and yet they're so profound, and you can really just, let me go back to... okay, there was another article I want. You know, we've been talking a lot about today on how to avoid getting sick, or once you are sick, what do you do? And there was a nice article that came out in Natural News, and it says, while there are natural medicines like oil of oregano and vitamin C, and they can all help build your immune system, and to really help so that you don't get sick. But when you do get sick, there's, again, some simple techniques that when you avoid, remember I'm telling you to eat certain foods like garlic and onions and fruits and vegetables and pomegranates and berries. But when you are sick or feeling yourself get sick, there's certain things that you can want to do and when you're sick, and that's to avoid certain food groups. So number one is avoid any fried foods when you're not feeling well. And so that's going to really make a big difference. especially unhealthy oils like Wesson oil and Mazola oil and corn oil. All of those are inflammatory oils. So when you're eating those kinds of foods, you will feel that your body just becomes more and more toxic. So one of the first things you do is cut out fried foods, and you'll find that you start reducing inflammation very quickly. The second thing is reduce sugary sweetener sodas because they can be dangerous for multiple different reasons. One is you're just having huge amounts of sugar. That's going to elevate your insulin levels. And another is that sugar depletes your body of vital minerals like calcium and magnesium. So you want to cut out soda drinks. But sometimes a little soda feels comfortable when you don't feel well. And that's where I'm saying you can get seltzer water. Just plain seltzer water and add a little bit of pomegranate juice to that. And you'll find that that's going to give you the same as drinking a soda. You want to cut out red meats and most animal meats at all completely when you don't feel well, especially things like salami and bologna and these kind of processed meats. But you want to cut out most animal products when you don't feel well. And the same thing is you want to cut out most dairy products when you don't feel well. Corn and gluten you want to cut out. Breads. Now, the bread that I usually recommend is sprouted grain breads. You can get those in any frozen food section of the supermarket. And then if you want something like corn tortillas, they have to be GMO-free. And so the other thing is not just dairy products, but give up cheeses when you don't feel well. And also, if you can, you don't want to drink alcohol when you're not feeling well. It's only going to make things worse. So what you can do is add things like ginger and ginger tea. Use a lot of soups, chicken soup and onion soup and garlic soup. And then you can use honey to treat a sore throat, raw honey. A spoonful of honey in your ginger tea. It's also a powerful antimicrobial. So cut out those foods that are bad and add those foods that are good, and you're going to notice that you're going to feel better and do better.
Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life. And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Listen, last week I mentioned, I think the week before, and I said I was going to just mention it each show, because a lot of people are concerned. They take omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil, and they're always told that you got to be careful, that's going to thin your blood out, and so they'll tell you you're going to bleed more during surgery, so you know, stop your fish oils before any kind of surgery. Well, there was a new article that came out in the Journal of Circulation that just countered that. They said rather than causing bleeding, omega-3s are linked to a reduced risk of bleeding in surgery. So it's a new study. Was a secondary analysis of data from the omega-3 fatty acids and the prevention of post-operative arterial fibrillation. And they did a study to find out whether omega-3 supplementation affects the risks of bleeding in surgical patients. And it was a pretty large scale study, and they involved almost 2,000 patients. And they found that as opposed to increasing bleeding, the EPA and DHA, which are the omega-3 specific oils that you get in fish oil, they actually decreased bleeding right after surgeries. So that's something to be aware of. I wanted to make sure that I mentioned it. This is going to be the last one. I'm going to go ahead and erase this. So because I'll remember.
You know, we get a typical question there at your store is, what can people take before surgery and after surgery? I know before we had Oxy 5000, which is something that you recommended highly.
Right, and that's no longer available. Yeah. That's a superoxide dismutase, SOD is what that is. There is one from a wheat sprout from Hawaii, but I have not seen it. It's very effective in my practice. I used to would look under the microscope at people's blood, you know, when they take that, and I didn't see any of the changes in that type of SOD. So, taking vitamin C and vitamin E and the mixed vitamin E, tocotrienols and tocopherols, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, those are going to be very important to help put more oxygen in your blood. Now we realize omega-3s, they help reduce the risk of bleeding in surgery. Vitamin C helps to build connective tissue and build your immune system. So all of those become important, a good B-complex. I tell people, make sure you're taking prime longevity and maybe extra vitamin E, magnesium, extra vitamin C. I don't put magnesium or vitamin C in those because they take up so much space and they're very inexpensive. Also, make sure you're taking your vitamin D and get a vitamin D level periodically so we know your vitamin D level is getting up to at least 70 to 75, because then you cut your risk of every known cancer by about 75%. And so that's important. So I would say that's a common question that we get, you know, what to take. And again, once you take all your supplements, you could stop everything the day before and then have the surgery and then start everything, it's difficult to take while you're in the hospital because they don't want you taking anything. I would suggest taking your supplements and because they really do help, most of them. But if you don't want to make waves with the staff, then just wait till you get out of the hospital and then start it then. So I think that should answer that question. Let's see. Anything else online that we have to worry about?
No, nothing at the moment.
Okay, good. There was a couple of articles. There's the question of what is causing all of these diseases today. You know, they weren't around at the turn of the century. You know, 1900, 1910, 1920, you were not having all of these diseases of today. And the average doctor, they were never seeing heart disease. So, you know, when you go into the research and you start finding out what the heck is making everybody sick, well, there's a lot of poisons in American food, in the water, and the medicine, which the body functions that they're under attack. And so what happens is a lot of the, again, the government, they want you just to eat what you want, don't worry about a thing. And what happens is you just go to the doctor and get whatever medication they give you, but you don't have to change your lifestyle. And we disagree with that and think that you have to be careful. So when you start looking at what's going on, why are we all under siege? What's making us so sick? Well, when you look at the food, which people are eating 24 hours, 7 days a week, and you start looking at all of the chemicals in that food that the manufacturers call additives and preservatives and even flavorings, you know, people are also drinking tap water, and they think their body will just filter out all of the deadly sodium fluoride and chlorine and artificial sweeteners and lab-concocted pharmaceuticals that are in the water, and it doesn't happen. And consumers are being slowly poisoned over a period of time. And, you know, your doctor can't figure out. A lot of these poisons are shortening the human lifespan. Now, yes, you want to be able to eat food that's not contaminated. So sometimes those funguses and preservatives, they stop the food from rotting. And so on the one hand, we want that. But on the other hand, they can actually cause a havoc inside your own body, and especially in the soft tissues of your body. And they actually can help break down your immune system. So a couple of these foods, let me go over some of them. Number one is, please, don't use canola oil. I don't care if it says organic or not organic, if it says high in polyunsaturated fatty acids. It's not a good oil. All the testing on canola oil shows that it causes coagulation in the blood, and it can actually make your blood very thick and stick together, which can cause heart conditions, even memory loss and dementia. But over a period of time, that kind of oil is really not healthy at all. So when you want to cook, you can use avocado oil, coconut oil, even olive oil, but at low temperatures. So avocado oil is probably the best oil you can use for cooking. It has a very high smoke point. The second thing that we're being bombarded with is the fluoride and all of the chemicals in tap water. And so it actually leaches calcium from your bones, making your bones more brittle over time. And it also can calcify sections of your brain, especially your pineal gland. And it lowers IQ, and fluoride in tap water is also an insecticide. And I think it we know that fluoride itself increases cancer. Another thing in your flu shots is they're still putting mercury, which is the most toxic non-radioactive element on Earth. It attacks the central nervous system, and no amount of mercury is safe to enter the human body. Well, there's 25 micrograms in one average flu vaccine, and even the EPA safety limit is 5 micrograms. So children who are being vaccinated simultaneously with multiple vaccines can receive 10 times the safety limit of mercury in one day. Then another one is antibiotics. Now, sometimes antibiotics are necessary to save your life, but what people are forgetting is to take the probiotic 1 hour after. So antibiotics destroy all of the good bacteria in your stomach and intestines. So you want to replace that with probiotic. Next one is preservatives. And there's different kinds of preservatives. And they can affect the mitochondria in the cells. And they can prevent cells from picking up oxygen. The next one is aspartame, which is an artificial sweetener. We know that that attacks the central nervous system. It can cause anxiety and also causes increased appetite and weight gain. Then there's MSG, or monosodium gluconate. You get that in a lot of Chinese food, and it attacks the brain cells, and it affects breathing patterns, sometimes causing severe migraines. It can cause stomach upset, vomiting, and because it affects the breathing patterns, it can increase asthma attacks, and I think it can cause, especially in higher doses, if you're giving it to children with a lot of that in there, can cause brain damage. So the next one is the Roundup weed killer that it's being used everywhere. glyphosate, and it attacks the immune system by depleting nutrients out from the body, and it affects the absorption of nutrients through the intestinal wall. And there, you're talking 200 million pounds of Roundup are dumped every single year on American soil. And that's what we're finding everywhere. And it's leaching out and coming out in the tap water. Another one is the bleaching agents that they use in white bread, white pasta, white sugar, white flour. And it can corrode your soft tissue epithelial cells. It can affect the pancreas and the bladder and prostate. We think it can, over time, even increase your risk of cancer because it like corrodes those areas. And then number 10 is the GMO in crops and in your produce. GMOs are genetically modified organisms, and we think that they are changing the DNA of those foods. And again, your government and all of the food industry is saying, don't worry, don't worry. And again, their interest is selling whatever it is that they put on the market. They're not, their interest is in not health, but in sales. So we think the GMOs can affect the central nervous system. they can cause anxiety, depression. So if you look, people are, in essence, burning the candle at both ends. Lives are getting more and more stressed. And again, stress does cause all kinds of effects on the immune system. And this is the first generation where lifespans are being shortened. And heed what I'm saying and check it out and see if you can avoid a lot of these different kinds of foods. So let's see, we've still got 2 minutes. There were, that's a long article. I don't know if I can cover that one. But again, just to finish on that, there was another article that just continues on what I was just talking about, and that's on that the environment is maybe promoting cancer. And how do you reduce the effects? Because all these chemicals in the environment are reducing the immune functions. They're causing DNA damage. They're disrupting the endocrine system. They're preventing normal cell growth and death. They're impairing the liver and its ability to detoxify. So there's a lot of these aflatoxins that are in the foods. There's bisphenol A, which is that BPA, and it's a coating in a lot of plastics and resins. And then there's a lot of heavy metals everywhere, lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic. And so again, you just have to be careful because the environment is really contributing everybody's health. So and that's contributing negatively. So again, on this radio show, you're going to hear me talking about always being careful what you eat. You know, organic as much as possible. It's the organic food that don't have all those chemicals that I just mentioned.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
One of the most important that people don't realize is stress. And it's, are you stressed? Are you stressing yourself out unnecessarily? And did you know that stress can drain your adrenal glands that sit atop of your kidneys? This also affects the balance of salts and water within your body, and it affects your blood pressure. And draining your adrenals can also increase blood glucose levels that cause inflammatory reactions throughout the body. And there's different diseases. Cushing's disease is an example, when the adrenals overproduce cortisol. And anyway, it can also affect your sleep. And stress is one of the key contributors to cancer itself. And that's just because people are under stress so much. And I talk about that in my book, Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead, so you can find that. The second thing that we know causes increases your risk of cancer are processed meats that are kept from spoiling using nitrates that are basically heavily concentrated salts that cause cancer. Nitrites and nitrates have been classified as class 1A carcinogens, and along with cigarettes. So all you bacon lovers and bologna and salami, wake up and smell the cancer. Cut out all these processed meats, deli meats, hot dogs, sausages, pepperonis, bacons, because they massively increase your risk of getting that big C. The next one, number three, is fluoridated tap water. And the fluoride the U.S. drips into your drinking water does not help you build strong teeth and strong bones and fight cavities. That's another big lie. So if you drink tap water, including making your coffee, tea, or mixing it with any of your powdered beverages, you're fueling cancer cells by drinking a highly toxic insecticide that's a byproduct of the industrial divisions of most in China. It's the industry that produces all of the fertilizers. And it's exported as sodium fluoride, and it's a toxic bug killer, one of the most toxic substances in the world. And again, Americans are drinking tap water, and they're getting it. Also causes apathy. So everybody's drinking water that makes people dumb, sick, in the need of chronic sick care pharmaceuticals. And again, in cancer, we're talking toxic chemotherapy that actually causes more cancer. Number four is aspartame. They call it the sweet misery because it's an artificial sweetener. It's made from the excrement of E. coli. It's a bacteria that causes weight gain, cancer, increased appetite, even though it's used for weight loss. Anyway, the next one is MSG. And you know that MSG, for a lot of migraine headache sufferers, MSG, they know, can really cause, increase your risk of migraines. But that's called monosodium gluconate, by the way, and we know that it increases. They call that the Chinese food syndrome. It's also in canned foods, canned soups, and spicy chips, and cured meats, and fast food chicken coatings, and a thousand other products in the United States. But we know it causes inflammation, and especially inflammation in the liver. The next one is processed oils, number six, especially canola oil. When you're using corn oil or safflower oil or sunflower seed oils for your cooking, and especially canola oil, even if canola oil is cold-pressed or organic, you still would not want to use it. It does cause your blood to coagulate. And so when you do use oils, you want to find one that's hexene-free. And it's a vapor, the constituent of gasoline. And most of these oils are processed with hexene. And so you're getting that in there. And again, you know, cooking with oils, you would use avocado oil, coconut oil. Those are going to be your best. And butter, you want to get that Kerrygold butter or pasture butter. Number seven is, I think, vaccines. And that's in holistic health. We include vaccines, especially the flu or influenza shot. And they've been publishing all kinds of articles all over the internet on vaccines that contain neurotoxins in the vaccine. And if you want, you can just get the ingredient list that's listed on the vaccine insert page. That nobody ever reads those, but even nurses and doctors, they never read them either. But when you're taking vaccines, you're taking in African green monkey kidney cells. You're taking in aborted fetal cells, aluminum, mercury. It's listed as thermosol. It's in nearly all flu shots. You're getting gelatin, eggs, casein. You're getting peanut oil. And all of these are causing severe allergies. Egg allergies and peanut allergies, they're on the rise. And it could it be since the mid-80s that these oils and eggs and other byproducts are in vaccines, and we're injecting that directly into the bloodstream of people. So, we've got to take our break. So when I come back, I'll cover 8, 9, 10, and 11, and of the causes of cancer, and then we'll go into what can help alleviate some of those cancers. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back. Let me go back and finish these last four that are the top 11 causes of cancer. Number seven I went over was vaccines, and now number eight is prescription drugs. And yes, the very prescriptions your MD recommends you to take to get at almost any American pharmacy are oftentimes carcinogenic, adding to your own health chaos. A lot of these drugs are not as healthy as possible. And personally, I think dietary changes, herbs and vitamins, excuse me, actually need to be the foundation of most health care. But when you go back to the early 1900s and the pharmaceutical companies were creating all these new, what they called patented chemicals, and patented chemicals are protected, and so they wanted a sales force that would be exclusive to these patented medications. And that's when they kind of joined forces with the American Medical Association, MDs, and the MDs became the ones that were able to write prescriptions and sell these new medications. And these medications, you know, basically were patented, so they would guarantee their sales. All of the natural medicines, vitamins, minerals, herbs, dietary changes, drinking water, none of those are patented. So, of course, the AMA, they lost their understanding of how to do that. Again, a lot of MDs used to practice when you go back to the 20s and 30s, you know, because they didn't have all of these drugs, and a lot of MDs weren't exposed to them. They used natural methods, but the more these patented drugs became the mainstream, the more doctors let the natural stuff fall aside. So we know prescription drugs can add to your own health chaos. Number nine is all of the white flour, white foods. And nearly all white foods are bleached. And that's with regular bleach. And bleach, we know, can increase your risk of all kinds of cancers, especially pancreatic cancer and bladder cancer. So when I'm talking about white foods, think of white bread and white rice and white pasta and pure white sugar and white flour and sometimes even these pure white coffee filters, because the paper itself has been bleached. So you have to be careful. The number 10 is pesticides. And we're talking pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and insecticides. And then we're also talking GMO modification to crops. So they're engineered to contain more of the pesticides. And so not only are they sprayed with unlimited amounts of these chemicals to kill bugs and weeds, they also kill us. And think of it, when the bug eats those pesticides, what happens is their stomachs explode. Well, when you breed the plant to actually produce the pesticide as part of the plant, and then you can spray even more of those pesticides on the plant, well, when people eat those things over a long period of time, what's it affecting? It's affecting their stomachs and the digestion and the absorption of nutrients. The same way it explodes a stomach of an insect, well, your stomachs aren't going to explode, but they're certainly going to become dysfunctional over a good period of time. And then number 11 is diabetes. And that's right, because studies show that if you're diabetic, you carry an increased risk for many different types of cancer. And the reason is because you have higher levels of circulating insulin. And insulin promotes tumor growth. So the following cancer risks are almost doubled by the presence of type 2 diabetes, and that's pancreatic cancer and liver cancer and breast cancer and bladder cancer and colorectal cancer and almost all of the blood cancers like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and even cancer of the womb. So you have to be careful, but it's the that's why we want to keep sugars under control. And at the same time, there are the next article I want to talk about is the top 7 natural cures for cancer that the FDA, CDC, AMA, they don't really want you to know about. But I want you to not believe the myths perpetuated by the country that invented all of the top preventable diseases. We actually developed preventable diseases. Most cancers and Alzheimer's and diabetes and heart disease are all preventable through lifestyle. And if you go back to the turn of the century, most doctors had barely seen any of those diseases before. So a century ago, those diseases weren't around. So anyway, that was the article on the 11 top causes of cancer. There are some truths that you're going to see banned or blacklisted by the mainstream media, and you're not going to see them advertised in on the news, magazines, or anything. And there's 10 of them that are specific. But number one is organic food and organic products. You're not going to see them advertise that organic is healthier than conventional processed or genetically modified foods. And today's food is not organic. It's raised with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, and artificial flavorings, artificial additives, preservatives, hormones, antibiotics, fluoride, bleaching agents, and MSGs and nitrates, aspartame. But we know, and every study that's ever been out there has shown that organic food is healthier than non-organic food. It's just you don't see those studies. Number two, you're never going to see anything that tells you that vaccines can cause serious injuries or central nervous system dysfunction or autoimmune disorders or that can cause death or spread the infectious diseases shortly after injection. And you're just not going to see that on the mainstream media. You're talking that there's a vaccine court. It's a secretive vaccine court, and they've already doled out over $4 billion in compensation to adults and teens and children and babies that have been injected by these various neurotoxins and have dangerous immunoreactions, and they've sued, and they can sue the government, but they can't sue the vaccine industries. And that fund has already paid out over $4 billion. But again, you're never going to hear anything that disparages a vaccine. Number three is a lot of the illegal immigrants that are crossing the borders today, they have communicable diseases, and they're coming across, whether it's measles or tuberculosis or dangerous parasites. Again, they're coming across, they're not being checked. Now, when immigrants used to come to the United States, legal immigrants, they had to do a number of things. They had to prove that they had a source of income or that they had a sponsor, and they had to prove that they did not have any communicable diseases. And right now, you will not hear on the news media that a lot of the illegal immigrants that are being apprehended are coming in with pneumonia or tuberculosis or some of these other diseases. And then number four, you're also not going to hear about Americans that have legal carry weapons and that they actually stop the mass shootings by others. And again, the only way that an armed criminal will not be can do their death and destruction is by having a legal citizen carrying a gun that shoots that. So there's more and more politics trying to take our guns away. I happen to be a gun enthusiast and think that if you look at Venezuela or you look at any other country in the world where guns have been taken away, then that's when the governments can become tyrants. But when the population is armed, like it is in the United States, there's over 600 million guns, you're not going to see the government doing a lot. Number five are most of these mass shooting events are usually perpetrated by someone who has been prescribed and is taking SSRI psychic drugs. That's selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors for anxiety or depression. Almost all of the shootings, these people have been taking those drugs. And again, you don't hear that from the mainstream media. Number six, of nearly all cases of cancer and arthritis and osteoporosis and heart disease and strokes and diabetes type 2 and dementia are all preventable or even curable by people doing the proper lifestyle changes and using prevention and eating the right food choices and taking the proper nutrients. Again, you're not going to hear that on the mainstream media. Number seven, you're not going to hear that childhood vaccines.
90 seconds.
Oh, there's our 90-second note. Number seven is childhood vaccines that contain dangerous stuff. Number eight is fluoride in tap water. Number nine is canola oil, and number 10 is chemotherapy. So these are some of the things you have to be careful of. Let me go ahead and read our disclaimer, and see if I can get that in before they cut us off. Opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions
seconds.
Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine, are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern medicine. Join us next week.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.